T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Section 230 is a section of the Communications Decency Act that was passed in 1996 as a way to encourage people to communicate online. The internet was young. We wanted to encourage people to get online and share their information and opinions. The issue, though, is that this Section 230 made these social media platforms not liable for anything posted on them by third parties. So because these platforms aren't liable for what's posted online, we've seen horrible problems with misinformation. We've seen problems with mental health. We've seen problems with other countries interfering with our information flow and civil discourse. So this act, which was introduced by a representative from California, representative from New Jersey, aims at the algorithms that profit from our anger and emotional states. So what it does is it removes the liability immunity for platforms that have more than 50 million users if the algorithm is used in a bad way. For example, if it interferes with civil rights, or if it causes any violence or terrorism, if it interferes with civil rights. The line from the representative from New Jersey says that platforms should be accountable for content they promote to make money if doing so leads to specific online harm. So it doesn't necessarily make the platforms completely liable for what's posted, but it goes after the algorithms that are used if the platform makes money from us being really upset about something.
Anytime a topic like this is brought up, what you often hear people talk about is free speech.
Right.
Where does that fall in this?
Well, we don't have it on these platforms. We, in the terms of service that we all agreed to, but none of us read, we acknowledge that the platform is not liable for anything that we post. And, you know, that they own these platforms. We don't. We are just users. So we don't really have the freedom of expression. They can delete our accounts anytime. It's much different if we're standing on a street corner than if we are on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. So our First Amendment rights really aren't violated if they delete our accounts.
Now, one thing that plays into this, you can introduce a bill, you can get a law on the books, but when it comes to enforcing it against a media giant with deep pockets, what's the reality?
I think the current climate is very pro-regulation of these social media platforms, at least right now. I'd be surprised if anything happens, but I love the fact that it's starting this conversation, that it's getting people to want to learn what the algorithms are, how they operate, and most importantly, remember that if we're using an app or a website for free, we're not the customers, we're the users.
So really, it's about increasing awareness at this point.
Right, absolutely. And that's what media literacy is all about, is increasing awareness, increasing the critical thinking, asking questions about everything we consume. And that includes asking questions about these huge platforms that are run by people who are unelected and unaccountable, but have an enormous amount of power.
Well, you can learn a lot from Julie. I know I have, as we have worked on the CamelX Media Literacy Project together. We have our podcast, What the Media? And recently, we've been focusing on some content creators. We've also looked at some of these concepts before. You can find all of that on CamelX.com and learn more about our CamelX Media Literacy Project. Thank you so much, Julie.
Thanks, Megan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.